Welcome to Chapter 11, where we will talk about the business strategy of running an e-commerce business. Now, whether e-commerce or not, strategy is important when you set up and when you try to run a successful business. So without strategy, without planning, you don't really know what to do next or how to maybe analyze your competition and how to win customers. And also keeping the entire team on the same page, the same goal, the same mission and vision. And hence, strategy for all sorts of businesses is important. In Chapter 11, we will talk about business strategy for an e-commerce company. So we will have introduction to business strategy, the different business models that an e-commerce company could have, B2B, B2C, B2G, or C2C as well, or it could be a combination of one or two of these different e-commerce business models. Then finding a product or service to sell. If you are an individual, a small company, and you want to set up an e-commerce business, so how do you find products and services to sell? So do you manufacture products? Do you buy products? Or do you sell it for another manufacturer or distributor? So different ways of finding products or services that you could sell on your e-commerce website or app. Sourcing products. So if you're not manufacturing them, how to source products. And even if you manufacture, then how to source raw materials and packaging and other materials required for the entire operations. And then how do you want to compete? So do you compete on price? Do you compete on quality? Or do you compete on delivery? For example, right now you would see in India, a quick commerce is gaining prevalence. Companies are promoting 10-minute and 20-minute deliveries for groceries and certain products. So how do you want to compete with your competitors? Price, delivery, quality, convenience. What could be your short-term strategy and what could be your long-term strategy? One, to establish the business, and second, to grow and sustain your business. So in this chapter, we will talk all about business strategy for starting and running an e-commerce business operations. Now, every business, as I said, be it e-commerce or non-e-commerce, needs to have a plan or strategy to survive. Now, it's not being said that you can't run a business or start a business without strategy. But there, the risk or the probability of failure is maybe as good as the probability of success. But when you start planning, you put down all the points together, data, insights, information, so you are better prepared to go out and compete and reach your customers. So having a strategy definitely helps and is a better approach compared to being impromptu with your business plan or business operations. So business strategy is a summary of how your business plans to achieve its goals and improves and sustain its position in the industry. So goals is important because goals could be anything. You may want to be a food delivery e-commerce startup, taking maximum orders or serving maximum customers in a particular city, or maybe in a certain geography in a city, or you may want to be the best or the most used food delivery e-commerce app in the entire country. So your goal will define the kind of steps, the kind of investment, the kind of technology, advertisements, promotions, resources that you would need. And hence having a strategy helps because you could plan your expenses, your resources to go start and then grow your business. So this can be a short single page full of bullet points or a complete booklet that defines the purpose of the business, the strengths of the business, the target market, customer segment, product lineup, competition analysis, and the forecast and the trends, the market, the industry, the product segment, technology, and also give you a cash and profit estimate. So all that helps you communicate to one, internal stakeholders, team members, partners, co-founders, and even your investors. So strategy is a management's game plan for strengthening the performance of the enterprise. So what you measure is what you improve. Until unless you know what's going on or what you really plan to do, it's difficult to take steps towards growing and sustaining your business. Now, the strategy states how businesses should be conducted to achieve the desired goals. For example, if you want to be the best food delivery app in a certain city compared to being the best food delivery app in the entire country, your entire strategy, your entire steps would change because the scale changes, the dynamics changes, and even your competition changes. So it states how do you want to achieve your goals, the kind of resources, capital that you would need, and who are you going to serve? Because customers would change. If you're serving customers within a certain city, their food preferences, their buying habits, the seasonality would be different compared to you serving customers across the country, because then you have more diverse food and buying preferences and more delivery challenges, and you would need more resources and more partners to serve such a wide audience. So strategy must be said that having a good strategy and executing the strategy well does not guarantee success. So strategy is one part, but execution is critical as well. So just having a good strategy does not guarantee success, because today there are strategy consultants. So 2, 3, 4, or 5 e-commerce startup aspirants could go to strategy consultants and could get access to the same plan, same detailed strategy, but not everybody would have the same success. So how you execute, how you adapt is also equally important. So organizations can face unforeseen circumstances and adverse conditions through no fault of their own. For example, the recent COVID pandemic could be one such unforeseen circumstance. You may have had the best of plan, the best of resources, but if you maybe started an e-commerce venture somewhere around Jan to March 2020, and then suddenly there were 2 years of lockdown, it would have been difficult for a newer e-commerce player to sustain. Some would have done if they had a lot of capital to back up, experience and resources, but some smaller ones may have been out of business because they would not have been able to procure products, source products, manufacture. So there could be unforeseen circumstances. You may have the best strategy, the best team and resources, you may have access to capital, but there could still be some unforeseen circumstances. This could be external factors, this could be internal factors as well. For example, even government regulations, legal policies and frameworks like GST, demonetization would affect you. For example, businesses primarily dealing in cash on delivery who may not have payment gateways integrated, and they were selling maybe on mobile commerce, maybe Facebook commerce or social commerce. So demonetization would have affected them. They would have had to immediately pivot to payment gateways and systems where they could collect payment from the customers digitally. So there could be external factors, there could be internal factors. Hence, having a strategy is important, but that's not your guarantee for business success. So a business started without a proper strategy has more probability to fail compared to one that starts with proper planning and strategy in place. Now, what could be the main reasons for a poor business strategy? One, started for wrong reasons. So at times, there may be a trigger, there could be some event, some idea, some discussion. Maybe you're watching a Shark Tank episode and you also feel inspired to go start something similar. But maybe you're not very passionate, you're not really thought about it, and that's not something that really interests you. So this could be one wrong reason. There could be several other wrong reasons where you start a business for wrong reasons. You don't really feel for the business, you're not very passionate, and if you're not very passionate, you may not be able to carry on when you start facing challenges and you may give up. So starting businesses for a wrong reasons, for example, maybe a friend of yours is very passionate and he or she wants to start a business, and they come and discuss the plan with you, and you're a good pal, a good friend, you've done things together, maybe you went to school, went to college together. So you say, okay, let me also partner with you, let me be a co-founder, but you don't have any interest in that business idea. You're joining the business only because it's one of your good friends who has come up with an idea. But this venture is starting on a shaky ground because one of the partners is not interested. They're starting it for a wrong reason, just to be on the journey with a friend. It may work, but it may not work in most cases. So starting a business for wrong reasons is the first failure point why a business could have a poor strategy and it could fail. Then you could have poor management, having the wrong resources. For example, today if you want to compete in quick commerce, right, you need to have the right technology and the right management to be able to assess the customers' delivery pattern, the kind of products that they would need. So forecast the product storage, the inventory, tie up with the right delivery partners, grocery stores, have the right resources available to collect goods and deliver within 10 minutes. So a lot of planning has to go into place, which will not work without the right management. So poor management is another reason for failure. Insufficient capital. Now, e-commerce business, while it's easy to start, it also requires a lot of capital when you have to compete in a larger geography with larger players for immediate and instant success. So not having access to capital to advertise and acquire customers or improve technology or onboard resources and partners could be another reason why an e-commerce business may fail or any business may fail. Then having a wrong geography and demography target, this would be a reason of insufficient planning, where you haven't really given focus to understanding who your customer is. So who are you selling to, right? For example, the customer segment, for example, Byju's. Now, Byju's is an e-commerce company. They sell services. They sell education services. And if you take any other example, for example, Unacademy. Now, Unacademy is also an education e-commerce services, but the target market for both Byju's and Unacademy is different. Byju's is targeting primarily kids and parents of young children, school-going children. Unacademy is targeting people maybe 16 years plus of age who are preparing for competitive exams, universities, or working professionals who want to upskill themselves and go for higher studies. So their geography and their demographies are different. So if they do the wrong targeting, the entire promotional campaigns would fail, marketing returns would be very, very bad, and the business will not be able to sustain. So wrong geography, wrong demography targeting could be another reason for failure. Overcommitment or overexpansion. At times, we get over aggressive because we may see instant success. Maybe you launch a business, the first 15, 20 days, you see a lot of traffic coming onto your website. People hear about a new app, a new service, a new website. They want to try it out. So you may get some initial success because maybe you're doing a pilot run. You're maybe only advertising maybe in Bengaluru or in Mumbai, and that's a pilot run for you. But you use that behavior as a prediction for the entire country. And in the next phase, maybe you roll out aggressively campaigns across the country. But behavior of buyers, maybe in Kochi or in Kanpur or in Assam, would be different from behavior of your pilot customers in Mumbai or Bengaluru. So you may be overcommitting or overexpanding too soon without really assessing the market conditions. That could lead to failure again. Then you may have a poor use of channels. Now, there are multiple channels that you could use to grow your business, right? Your website is one, your app is one, you could use marketplaces like Amazon, you could use Flipkart, or you could only plan to sell socially, maybe using Instagram or Facebook. So how do you sell, and what channel is more appropriate for your customer segment? So are you selling to maybe Gen Z, you're selling to millennials, or you're selling to baby boomers, you're selling to 20, 25 year olds, or are you selling to 50, 55 year olds? The channel, the approach, the messaging would differ. Or are you selling to everyone? So all that needs to be factored in when you decide what channels to use for your e-commerce business. And then finally, you may have everything in place, right? The right targeting, access to capital, technology, management, but poor execution will always, always lead to business failure sooner or later. So these could be the main causes of poor strategy and reasons why a business may fail. Now, what could be the key considerations when you try and formulate business strategy for setting up an e-commerce venture? First, you need to know your mission. So what is that your business's value to your customer? How do you want your customers to look up to you as a brand? Maybe you are eco-conscious, maybe an eco-friendly brand, right? You want to make sustainable products, thinking about the environment and sustainability. So what is your mission as a brand? Maybe if you are into food or other such items and you only and only want to promote organic, so what are your values as an organization? That needs to be very clear, not only to your customers, but also to your investors and to people who work with you, because you want to have people with similar values working together. And this mission is what attracts customers. A customer maybe who is also very environment conscious and wants to help the environment, spread the good word, may want to try your product because that's the kind of value that even the customer has. So mission is the first thing. Then you need to have your objectives very clear. How will you go about making the business a success? So what are your objectives? And this is something which every person of the founding team needs to be aware of and needs to be on the same page. What do you really want to achieve? Then technology. Well, how are you going to run your business, right? So choose the technology to support and grow with your business. For example, if a small seller, for example, maybe you're somewhere in Rajasthan and you make embroidery products, handicrafts, and you may decide that, okay, I only want to sell on marketplaces, right? You may only register as a seller on, say, Amazon or Flipkart, and that could be the only and the primary channel how you sell your products. So not much to do. You don't need to develop something, no need to create something. You just need to make your products, go sign up as a seller on marketplaces and start promoting your products and serving your customers. Or you may feel that, okay, you need to have a separate brand as well, and you may want to develop your own website. And then when it comes to developing your own website, what technology do you use? Do you use maybe platforms like Shopify, WordPress, Joomla, Wix, or you hire developers, or if you are good at developing yourself, you develop a custom coded website. So what technology do you use? It should be dependent on a lot of factors. For example, how fast is technology evolving? So whatever technology you use should be available and prevalent in the next few years to come at least, because it would not be easy to switch from one to another because that disrupts the entire business operations. And you should also look at the kind of resources available to you. So for example, if you're not good technically yourself, or you don't have somebody who is good technically in your team, then you have to rely only on agencies or third parties. So then do you want to really go for a custom coded website, or maybe you want to start with using a platform like Shopify, which provide you DIY solutions, do-it-yourself solutions. So this is an important consideration because the entire e-commerce business runs on a technology platform. So accessibility, user experience is very, very important. Then stakeholders. So who are going to be your partners in terms of investors, co-founders, or employees, or even suppliers and vendors? And then engagement. How do you want to market your business in near term, short term, and long term? What is going to be your marketing channel? Are you going to rely only on maybe social ads on Facebook, Instagram? Are you going to use PPC campaigns on a search engine? Are you going to do YouTube ads or TV commercials? Or if you have the finances and the requirement to run a full page ad on national newspapers, or maybe you will only do email marketing and search engine optimization to drive organic traffic. So how do you want to reach out and engage your customers? So these are some key considerations which you need to consider when formulating your business strategy. Now, a good business strategy for an e-commerce business should cover these points or these parameters. First, business and personal aims. Now, what is your business's mission? That's what we discussed. What do you want to be in 3 years, in 5 years? And what values are you seeking to provide? And your personal values need to have a good overlap with your business's value. Then objectives, as we spoke about, what do you want to achieve in terms of tangibles, right? You want to serve 100,000 customers in 3 months, or you want to sell 1,000 units in 2 weeks. So what are your objectives? What is your business model? How will you achieve those objectives? You sell via marketplaces, you sell via affiliates. How do you want to sell, right? Or maybe you want to sell consumer to consumer. For example, a Meesho, which sells consumer to consumer, is a social commerce, right? The business model for Meesho is different to a business model, say, of a Nykaa or a Myntra. So what is your business model? How do you want to sell and how do you want to engage? And then comes tactical development. What do you need to do to achieve those goals? So your operational plan for achieving those goals. How do you procure products? How do you deliver products? Your entire payment cycle, delivery cycle, customer engagement cycle. So how do you achieve and deliver the goals that you have discussed in your mission statement and your objectives? Then comes your marketing requirements and goals. So how will you reach your target customers? As we discussed, do you rely primarily on social ads, on Facebook and Instagram? A lot of businesses do that. A lot of e-commerce businesses only rely on social media for promotion, both free content and paid content. You may do radio commercials, you may do TV commercials, you may do video commercials on YouTube, or you may have a blog where you write content. For example, if you are a fashion e-commerce, you may write blog articles with fashion tips, right? For men, for women, for kids, for elderly, for people with a little extra weight, or for people who are very slim and want to look good. So you may give fashion statements, fashion tips, and you may write blogs with product links, and then drive traffic to those blog posts organically, or you may use search engine advertising to do that. So there are different ways you could do this. Or maybe you would want to send pamphlets, physical pamphlets to people's homes. So there are multiple ways to market products. How do you plan to do that? And what are your marketing goals? For example, how many website visitors do you want to come to your store every day? You may need to set those goals, because those goals will let you go back and calculate how much do you really need to spend on your marketing campaigns. Then content gathering and management. So who will do this and how? So entire content creation, articles, posts, images, videos. So how do you gather those content and who manages that content? Does it happen in-house or do you hire an agency or a freelancer? Then fulfillment and logistics. So managing your inventory and getting it to customers. So we'll discuss this in the business model. For example, if you are into a drop shipping business model, you don't need to manage inventory and delivery. But if you want to really do it end-to-end, manufacture, then you need to look after manufacturing, procurement of raw materials, the actual manufacturing operations, and the entire supply chain, delivery and collecting of payments. Or if you only want to be a marketplace where people come, register and sell, then you don't have to take care of inventory and delivery, for example. The different business models, fulfillment and logistics would differ based on your e-commerce business model, but you need to take care of that. And then comes the financial management and payments part, which includes refunds, which includes failed transactions, which includes COD, cash on delivery as well. So how do you want to manage that? If you sell internationally, then how do you collect international payments, for example? So do you use only credit cards, debit cards, or do you also use mobile wallets? Do you also use PayPal? So different considerations to be made when it comes to your financial management and payments for your e-commerce business. Then comes social media. Now, strategies to connect with your customers. You won't always want to pay for customer acquisition. And once you've paid to acquire a customer, you will want to engage with the customer, not always on your app or website, but on your social channels as well. So you want your customers to follow you on multiple social channels. For example, Instagram. If you are a B2C e-commerce company, for example, again, if you sell apparel, for example, right? If you are a t-shirt company, you want customers to connect and follow your page on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, because there, even though they're not actively browsing your website or your app, they could see your posts in their feed, and that could lead them back to your store to make a purchase. So how do you connect with your customers? How frequently do you post? The kind of posts that you would use? Would you use only images, or would you use videos, or would you have user-generated content? So multiple strategies to boost your social presence and engagement with your target customers. And then comes the platform and technology that you would want to use. So what requirements does your business have to achieve the goals above? So again, there are self-hosted platforms. You could have a custom developed website or app, depending upon if you have technical know-how, or if you have the capital to hire developers into a third-party company or a freelancer. Or is it okay for you to sell only and only on marketplaces or on social channels like Instagram and Facebook? That brings us to mobile commerce. So do you only want to sell on websites, or do you also want to have a website and an app? Or if you're a really large e-commerce company, do you also want to have physical experience centers? So all that will have to be considered in your business strategy. And then comes maintenance and management. Technology like physical infra needs to be maintained and managed. So do you do it in-house, or do you outsource it? So again, that becomes a key part of your e-commerce business strategy. So let's then come to strategy tasks or activities. First, make sure you know your market. As we discussed, Byju's and Unacademy, right? Two e-commerce education service providers, but with different target markets. So you need to know your market. That's just the user base, but also in terms of geography and age groups, right? You're only targeting maybe urban customers, or you're targeting tier 2, tier 3 and villages. So make sure you know your market, because your entire messaging, your entire website or app architecture would all depend upon even your payment options. For example, people living in metros are more comfortable paying using credit cards or debit cards. But as you move into tier 3 cities or rural areas, people don't have access to credit cards or debit cards. So they prefer cash on delivery, or they want to use net banking, for example. So everything changes basis who are you targeting. So first of all, make sure that you know your market, your target customer, your competition. Then do you want to be multi-channel or omni-channel, right? Do you want to have options of a website, an app, a physical store? And do you really want to merge all the channels together for a unified shopping experience for your customers? For example, can I order on your app and go collect the good from your physical store? So multiple options could be there. Do you want to give that? Does your customer want that? And does technology and capital allow you to do that? So make a prudent choice. Then integrate the shopping experience across all channels. And then how do you deal with customers and also your suppliers and vendors? Develop an easy to use purchase process. So the entire architecture of your app or website, how easy it is to browse. Have you divided products into categories? For example, if you go on Amazon.com today, the products are in categories, subcategories, subcategories as well. Imagine if all the products were in one single category. So your feed may have a laptop, may have a washing machine, may have a t-shirt, a cap, a pair of shoes, all put together, and you're browsing through hundreds and thousands of pages to pick a product. That would be a harrowing experience to buy anything. But no, that's not how it is. Products are divided into categories, then you have multiple filter options, so it makes it easier for the customer to browse for what he or she needs. So develop an easy to use purchase process. Even once a customer decides what to buy, the entire checkout process needs to be as simple and in as many fewer steps as possible. Consider localization requirements. Again, depending upon where your customer is, can you localize the entire experience for the customer? Now consider customer relationship management and personalization. And this is easier, because once you have apps that you use, be it any platform. It allows you features to personalize services, send push notifications to your customers. So use technology to do that, because customers are used to getting these kind of services and experiences from larger players. You don't want to be left out. You want to compete with the larger players when it comes to acquiring customers and winning their attention. Make sure that you select a scalable platform or solution. So if you use maybe a scripting language, for example, or a platform, you need to really be sure that this is going to be prevalent in the next decade or so. Because if it's not going to improve, then in the next couple of years or 3 years, you may be forced to change your entire platform. That becomes tedious, and that becomes a disruption in your entire business operation. So make sure that whatever technology, platform, or channel you select is scalable and will keep on growing with other platforms as well. So make sure you have a good team in place. You would need somebody good with marketing. You would need somebody good with designing. If you are making products, you will need somebody who is good with social media optimization, search engine optimization. If you're developing your app or website yourself, you need a technical co-founder or an employee with good technical knowledge. So make sure you have a good team in place. Then you have to plan and run marketing campaigns. So somebody who understands marketing. Most founding teams have a marketing expert as one of the founders. Or you hire somebody as a CMO or as a VP marketing or as a marketing manager, somebody who understands marketing for e-commerce and marketing for your product or service industry. That's important, because if you want to target market services, you don't want to just bet on somebody who has experience only in product marketing. That may work, but that may not work. So you need to be very careful of who you bring together as founders, co-founders, or as employees. And then integrate to external systems, suppliers, or logistics. Depending upon what your business model is, you may require these integrations for a seamless buy and sell experience on your website or platform, or even if you're selling on marketplaces or on social profiles like Instagram or Facebook. This brings us to a strategy checklist that you should have when you plan to start an e-commerce company. So we have two categories, business checklist and technology checklist. Now in the business checklist, first, what is your business model? So is it B2C? Is it B2B? Is it C2C? We'll talk about those. What kind of resources will you need, both in terms of manpower and physical resources, and even your web resources? So for example, if you are B2B, you may also want to have profiles on, say, LinkedIn, for example. If you're only B2C, you don't need LinkedIn, for example. So all kind of resources, including capital as well. What is the demographic focus? So who is your target customer? What expertise is available? That's where you plan your operations. So what expertise is available, what's lacking, and what you need to outsource or hire? Tax model, how the taxation works, and domain name. That's important. So your business domain name should be available. So choose a good domain name that has a good recall value. That's not too lengthy for customers to remember and type. Look at spelling combinations. Is it easy or difficult for customers to misspell your domain name? So these are some business issues or business checklist for your business strategy. Then we have technology lists. For example, first is business email addresses. So do you want to communicate with customers using generic addresses like @gmail.com? That does not inspire trust. So if you have a domain name, you need to have business email addresses. That would cost a little, but that's always best and most secure. Then SSL certificate. So if you go onto websites now, you would see HTTPS, or you may see a padlock icon in the browser. That means that the website follows security measures recommended for online shopping and buying. So if you are a seller, you need to ensure your business website, your e-commerce website, has an SSL certificate before you can collect customer information and payment information. Merchant account, if you are going to sell on marketplaces, you need to have a merchant account. Even for payments, you need to have a merchant account. What pricing model would you follow? Do you provide EMI options as well? So consider your payment options and pricing model. Then shipping and logistics. So are you responsible for shipping and logistics as well? Or are you outsourcing the entire piece? Do you make your products and deliver? Or are you only an aggregator? So it depends on your business model again. And then the entire design and user experience, right from logging in, signing up, browsing for products, categories, making a purchase, checking out, applying discount coupons, coming back to check on the delivery status, refund processing, everything. The entire experience needs to be good and seamless for your customers. So what should be the specifics of your e-commerce business strategy? We will discuss the following points. First, e-commerce business models. As I said, it could be B2C, business to customer. It could be B2B. It could be C2C. Or it could also be business to government, B2G. Then, how do you find products or services to sell on your e-commerce website or your mobile app? So again, there are multiple options, from dropshipping to making your own product. Or if you just want to be a marketplace like a Flipkart or an Amazon, then product sourcing concepts. So how do you source products and even raw materials? And finally, how do you compete with other businesses targeting the same customers in the same geography? So first, e-commerce business models. We have four: business to consumer. So businesses selling to consumers. B2B, that's the second model. Businesses selling to other businesses. Then you have consumer to consumer, where individuals sell to other individuals. For example, you may have seen friends or family posting product images on their WhatsApp status or Instagram profile, where you could place orders. So it could be a consumer to consumer business, an unregistered consumer individual selling as an individual to friends and family, or even to larger audiences. So C2C is another model. It's a part of social commerce, where companies like Meesho allow individuals to sell to other individuals. And then you have business to government, where businesses sell directly to government organizations, different services and different products. So it could be B2C, it could be B2B, it could be C2C, or it could be B2G. The entire strategy, marketing, your channels will all depend. For example, if you are a B2G organization, you can't use social commerce, right? Governments won't come on Instagram to buy what they need. So everything changes depending upon the business model and your target customer. Thank you.